Welcome to the Planting Wildflowers podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Leonardis. I'm an entrepreneur, wife, mom, and stepmom. I'm super interested in people and perspectives, and I love how a good conversation can leave you feeling empowered. Sometimes even pique your curiosity to learn and grow. Mostly though, I love how really listening to one another opens up limitless opportunities for that beautiful sense of connection and community that we all love. Thanks for tuning in. Let's be inspired. Hi everyone, it's Rebecca Leonardis, and you're now listening to the Planting Wildflowers podcast. I'm so glad you're here joining us today. This is a really special episode for me because I'm sitting with my friend Sarah. Sarah is someone, you know, you meet people in the most interesting ways, and this podcast is all about the beautiful people I've had the privilege of meeting in life. And she and I met. My first memory of her actually is on the dance floor. We realized our mutual love for gangster rap. And it's been a friendship that has blossomed from there ever since. So I want to welcome Sarah Lynch to the show. Sarah, you are just, you're just brimming with female energy, beautiful, vibrant energy that I know the audience is going to be so thrilled to tap into today. Guys, let me tell you just a little bit about Sarah. First of all, she is a specialist in the field of feminine energy, and she really helps support other women by tapping into that for themselves. She's a life coach. She's a menstrual cycle advocate. And I know I'm going to say that again, she is a menstrual cycle advocate. You've not heard that before, many of you. And this is why this episode is so crucial to every other day that you spend on this planet. Really, truly. Once you know this, you've tapped into something that you didn't know that you didn't know. She's also a plant medicine mama, like myself. She's got three kids, two boys and a girl. She loves a good glass of red wine, and she can often be found dancing in her own kitchen or with her nose in a book. This is why we're friends, Sarah. We've got so much in common here. I want to welcome you to the show today. Everyone is going to benefit from this conversation. I'm so happy you're here. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I'm honored to be here, Rebecca. And I love the story of us meeting on the dance floor, because I remember that too. And it was like instant connection. So Thank you for that beautiful introduction. And like I said, I'm very honored to be here.
Well, I mean, this show wouldn't be the kind of show that it's meant to be without having you here. The whole premise behind Planting Wildflowers is, like I said before, it is a collection of the beautiful people that I've had the joy of meeting in my life. And what's so fascinating about you is that you're tapping into something that is, I'm going to say, little known. I mean, there are so many people out there who may be invested in what you're about to share with us today. But I think generally speaking, not enough of us as women are dialed into the potential that exists within all of us. And that lies purely in our femininity. So today's conversation is something that is going to feel, it's going to feel like a stretch, I think, for some listeners, because it will certainly be the first time that they're hearing this kind of information. And for others, it is going to feel like, wow, this woman is speaking to what I have always been feeling. You're going to bring to light something that is intuitively in all of us. Sometimes it's difficult to understand though. And for that, I'm really grateful. In your own words, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You have a very full and beautiful life. And I think it's always nice to hear from you personally on what that looks like and what that feels like and what your world is really all about.
Absolutely. Well, and I think you're totally right. in regards to, in many ways, this is not talked about enough. Yet when you start to go down this path and uncover this idea of being aware of your menstrual cycle and really tapping into your feminine energy, there is a lot of information out there. And I think it's slowly, we're starting to hear more and more about it, which is really exciting. And I think it's a big part of kind of where we all are as women in this day and age. I think a lot of us are ready to move into that next phase, so to speak. So it's not talked about enough. And I often joke and say, you know, as a woman who went to school for health sciences, had a nurse as a mom, a labor and delivery nurse, has had three babies in my 40s. So I've had my period for 25 years, which is kind of scary to say. I did not know half of this stuff. And I was shocked. And even talking to some of my good friends who are nurses or who are in the area of healthcare, they'll say to me, Sarah, you know, this, we don't talk about this enough. Like this, we need to be educating around this, especially even our younger generation. So that's why I feel so strongly about this. And I do think it intersects and interacts in all kind of areas of your life. So, you know, a little bit about me. I mean, you did a beautiful introduction. I think for me, you know, this journey didn't happen overnight. It's really been an accumulation of 2 decades of work in and around the health and wellness arena. Like I said, I went to school for it. I've had my career for some large prominent brands and companies where my role has really been around health and wellness in one way or another. I became a certified life coach, as you mentioned. I sometimes joke and say, I became a certified life coach in the early 2000s. So it was before a lot of people really knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I remember having to explain to my mom, I found this career and I'm so passionate about it. It is 100% for me. And, you know, I'm going to be a coach. And she's like, a what? Like, what sports team are you coaching? Which is totally, I didn't play a lot of sports. So I used to have to explain to her like, no, mom, this is a profession. And I've just, you know, I've been so honored and privileged to work with, you know, hundreds of women over the years. Used to have a private practice. I've brought it into my corporate role. So that's been pretty cool. And then, as you know, you mentioned Plant Medicine Mama, I was introduced to doTERRA oils about 5 years ago. And that had a huge impact on my life and just generally how I started to look at my overall, quote unquote, doing air quotes, my overall health. Up until then, I had thought of my health as, you know, what I put into my body, what I ate, how I exercise, those types of things. But I didn't think too far beyond that. And the world of essential oils just opened that up for me. And I think it also really triggered something within me. And it was also around the same time I was having babies. So I think it kind of goes hand in hand, but it triggered something in me to really start to tune back into myself, my intuition, my own body, and really start to build that trust back up that I think I had lost over the years. And that then led me to kind of where I am today in regards to tapping into your menstrual cycle and your feminine energy, because I do really believe it impacts everything. If you're not feeling good in your body and you aren't honoring who you are, even biologically, it's really hard to accomplish your goals and your dreams. So that's a little bit about myself in my own words. And I do, if this is a stretch for people, I do promise to make it pretty simple and easy. I love fun little ways to remember things. That's how I learn. Like sometimes when I talk about different hormones, I'll refer to the estrogen hormone as your Beyonce hormone. I'll refer to your progesterone as your chill pill. So I do like to make it pretty easy. And although I am drawn to the science side of things, I also love kind of the magic side of things. And that's where my education kind of intersects. So
this is so science and magic in the same sentence. I think this is brilliant. This is where it has to be at that powerful intersection of both, because both of them are very, very real. What I love that you just said is talking about us as women honoring ourselves and how valuable this information is today, because I don't know that we often enough appreciate or like you said, honor ourselves biologically, there is a natural unfolding of feminine behavior. And sometimes we create stories, and we've all created, you know, stories about why we can or cannot do certain things, or we feel that we are lacking in some ways, and we never, or sorry, I shouldn't say never, because I believe beyond this conversation that will go away. We don't often enough tie that back to what is happening biologically. It is something that is happening for us, but we often see our cycles as something that is happening to us, almost like this debilitating symptom of life that sort of takes you out at the knees kind of thing. And instead, what you're sharing with us today is this true sense of empowerment, but it only comes with the recognition of how it all works. And for that, I think this is super enlightening and super powerful. So hang out with us right to the end of this. And Sarah's going to share some pretty cool stuff on how to stay connected with her, because beyond our chat, I know that this is something that you'll want to do your own due diligence with. You'll want to remain connected with Sarah because she is the expert in this area. And it's just nice to know that you have someone who is really dialed into this whole concept. So Sarah, you kind of touched on it, but let me start by asking you this. How do you actually discover the connection between menstrual cycle and everyday living? Like, your feminine energy is tied to this, but how do you tap into that wisdom of our menstrual cycle and offer yourself that sense of empowerment? Like, how did that actually come to be for you? Is it a light bulb moment? Did you read something? Did you hear someone speak? How does that even happen?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it's funny you said light bulb moment, because there was in a sense, I was kind of discovering the world of hormones. Because again, I kind of tend to lead with science from time to time. And in my essential oil business, I started to go down the road of hormones because I started to hear it time and time again from women. I think especially kind of moving into my age category, there's sometimes some changes in that regard. So I started to go down that road. And one of the things that I had heard that was a light bulb moment, and I'll share it with you, was that as women, we operate on a 28 to 30 day cycle. Okay, probably not a huge surprise. Most people know that. But what I didn't really stop and think about was that the way our hormones ebb and flow over those 28 to 30 days, and everybody's different. There's going to be, you know, you're going to have slight outliers on, you know, maybe a 26 day cycle, a 35 day, and that's totally fine. But your hormones ebb and flow through that period. And so we can kind of break that down into four phases. And when we're in a certain phase, our hormones will be doing a certain thing. So stick with me for a second. We'll be doing a certain thing for almost a week at a time, versus a man's hormones ebb and flow over a 24-hour period. And there's actually not much ebb and flow, to be completely honest. They may have little dips and spikes over a 24-hour period.
Okay.
We operate in a world that really revolves around that 24-hour time frame. A lot of us measure success, we measure productivity, we measure our own self-worth and motivation around a very linear model in regards to that 24-hour cycle. Where us women, that's not really how we're supposed to operate. We operate in a circle, not in a linear fashion, and we ebb and flow over a 30-day period. And I had never really stopped to think about what that meant. And if I can break that down into just an example, a personal example, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this, but all of a sudden I thought about that and I thought, okay. You know, there's some days that we'll all feel really on top of things, almost like superwoman. Oh my gosh, I got this done and that done. I had patience for my kids. I had time for my husband. You know, I got to catch up with my girlfriend on the phone, and you're just feeling kind of on top of things. your habits, you know, whatever that might be, your diet, your exercise, everything's kind of flowing really nice. And then you could wake up the next day and all of a sudden be like, oh my God, I have zero motivation. I can't stand the look of my husband right now. My kids are driving me nuts. And you immediately go inward and think, what the heck's wrong with me? Like, why can I have such a drastic turn? And because you're kind of looking at yourself in this little box where you're saying, okay, why can't I stay consistent day in and day out? And for me, that was a huge aha moment, as to just be like, there's a reason I'm feeling this way. And that in and of itself is just super empowering in my, you know, that's, I feel like just that alone is just,
yeah,
one of the keys to really feeling empowered in this area.
Yeah. Cause a lot of our negative self-talk stories come from exactly that scenario that you described. What is wrong with me right now? I was feeling like this yesterday. Why can't I get my stuff together today? What is wrong with me? And there's nothing at all wrong with you. In fact, everything is right about you. You just happen to have a shift in your hormone cycle.
Exactly. And when you can, like, what part of what I educate on is when you can tap into that and start to really play off of your strengths within that phase and kind of work with your maybe vulnerabilities in that phase, you can really start to treat it almost like your own personal superpower, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not about having good days and bad days necessarily. It's about knowing which day you're in or which part of the phase you're in to really leverage your superpowers in that moment. And sometimes those superpowers are more inward. Maybe it's about laying a little bit more low and resting. And sometimes it's about getting out there and being a little bit more outward in your energy. And when you can honor that, it really makes a huge difference.
This, you talked about a light bulb moment and things clicking or an aha moment, that when you describe the 24-hour cycle and how we use that as a measurement for so many things, including success, that just really hit me. That is so profound. That is, in fact, I had a good day yesterday. Well, what made it a good day? The fact that you did this, 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 and this, you're measuring it in that tiny container, as opposed to, like you said, understanding those prolonged and necessary stages of being female. That is really cool. That just really landed for me.
And it,
yeah,
did
for, okay.
It did for me too. Absolutely. I think that's, and that is all of a sudden where I'm like, I have to know more about this. I have to dive into this and just learn a little bit more about how I can apply this to my life.
It makes such good sense. Wow. So you talk about, we keep mentioning the word energy and we keep talking about, you know, empowerment and that kind of thing. And I don't know that everyone has really spent time defining what feminine energy even is. Can it be defined? Like, it's a term that we hear pretty regularly, but how would you, when you're educating women of all levels of understanding, how do you even define that?
Yeah. I mean, it's a great question, right? And I think for everyone, it's going to be a little bit different, but from my perspective and in the work that I do, very high level, kind of philosophically for me, feminine energy is about knowing and honoring all aspects of who you are as a woman. Breaking that down in a little bit more detail is exactly what we were just talking about. It's about learning how you don't have to necessarily live in a linear type of fashion that we've all kind of, you know, been taught to do, but really start to live by your own cycle. And again, that's going to look different for everybody. And I think that's the beauty of this. Part of what I do is I help guide women in discovering for themselves how they feel during certain phases of their cycle. So it's going to look a little bit different for everyone. And I think once you can start to track that and pay attention to it and become more aware of it, you can then really define for yourself what it means to tap into that feminine energy. Does that make sense?
I love that. Yeah, that makes crystal clear sense. Yeah, yeah. It's, I was thinking as you were describing that, what an amazing time to be a woman. Mm-hmm. Now that we are able to, you know, not that we haven't always been able, but you know, the times dictate certain behaviors as well. And I think generations older than us may have been stifled in this sense in many scenarios. And I think the generation that we are a part of, the generation of willing women to embrace these kinds of topics and to have conversations like you and I are having right now, this serves as a real pivotal stage for the generations to come. Like for you and I, as mothers of daughters, I think how much of an impact will understanding feminine energy have on these young girls, and not just girls exclusively. I mean, when the understanding is there, this has a ripple effect in the male community as well. This is something that has a benefit on both sides of the coin. And I think it's really extraordinary to be a female in this day and age and to be part of a culture where these kinds of conversations are happening openly. I love it.
I couldn't agree more. And I think, I mean, that's kind of goosebump moments, right?
Yeah.
And really when I tap into why I'm doing the work that I'm doing and why I'm so passionate about it is because I believe the more women that can start to connect with themselves on a deeper level and tap into this feminine energy, ultimately the better this whole world is going to be. I feel mm-hmm. very strongly about that. And I want that for my daughter and I want that for my sons too. And I, you know, I laugh and think, oh my gosh, my 7 and 9 year old know more about periods than probably any other boy their age. And
this is great.
My poor husband. There's something so empowering. Like, again, this is a whole nother topic, but talking to our partners about this as well, because man, can it make a huge difference in your relationship? And when your partner can start to honor where you're at, you can connect at such a deeper level and you feel so much more seen than sometimes we do in relationships, even if you're in a really great relationship. I know for my husband and I, this has been a big area that we've worked on ourselves. So
I think that's great that the entire family can be included in this, because what this offers is an opportunity for us to throw away some of those old thought patterns about, how do I even want to say this? You know, when we're having low moments or we're easily agitated, there are a lot of stories associated with that. You know, she's just in a bitchy mood. Well, that's not actually what's going on here. There is a deep connection to what is going on. And I love the fact that you include your family in it, because it is a topic that it affects the whole family. So why shouldn't everyone understand it? Your boys will be so empowered, and the women that they connect with and the relationship with their sister is all going to have, you know, such a benefit from knowing this information. It's biology. We're human beings. We need to understand our human biology, and therefore we better understand our human behaviors and our tendency. So this is incredible. And that's actually what I was going to ask you, was when a woman is able to connect with herself on a deeper level, understanding her feminine energy, what can she expect personally?
Well, probably a wild ride. I see it almost like I have this visual that pops up for me. So this is my easiest way of explaining it. I'm a very visual person. And so I picture a woman that starts to go down this journey and really starts to discover more about herself and why she feels a certain way, and really starts to develop a deeper compassion for herself. I think that's a big part of what this can do for you, is really have you be able to be kinder and gentler to yourself, provide more self-compassion. And when we do that, I picture this woman standing, you know, in on the grass with bare feet. She probably has a cute like hippie dress on or something like that. And I see her with these roots kind of coming out of her feet, buried deep down into to the earth. And I think there's something about really knowing yourself and honoring yourself that grounds you in a way that makes you so resilient and almost unshakable to who you are. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get knocked down from time to time, but it makes it so much easier to get back up when you're connected with yourself at that level.
That is so beautiful. That's goosebumpy as well. That visual that you just painted is something that I can see very vibrantly in my mind. I love it. Let's get practical for a minute. We're talking about this concept of dialing into our menstrual cycles and understanding how that applies to all things in their life. But what would be the first step in understanding it all? Mm-hmm. Are you recommending a book? Are you recommending a show? Like, what is the first step? I don't know that I would know how to direct someone.
It's a great question. And there are a lot of beautiful women that are doing some really phenomenal work in and around this area. So if it's, you know, an area that you're interested in and you start digging a little, you will find some pretty cool things. There's some the great books, there's some great podcasts. But what I would say, if we're kind of getting practical about this, I would break it down. I see it kind of in three phases or three steps, where the first is really about awareness. Okay, so kind of what we're talking about right now, and we're just on the tip of the iceberg here, but it doesn't have to get too complicated. You don't need a degree. You don't need to know everything about hormones because that can be a complicated subject. It's really just about getting a sense of your four phases within your cycle. And then from there, I believe, so awareness is the first one, then it's acceptance is kind of the second step. So once you become more aware of this, it's hard to ignore. I'll say that first and foremost. Then what you want to do is really start to soften into an accepting around where you're at when you're in a certain phase. So that is kind of the next level. And I think a big part there that's really helpful is tracking your cycle. So I'm a big advocate of tracking your cycle. And we can touch on that in a little bit if you'd like. And then the third one is putting it into action. So begin to live your life and maybe make certain decisions or choices or schedule certain things. And this is kind of next level around your cycle. So I think, like I said, just to recap, the first is about awareness. And even just that alone, if that's all you do, it can have a huge impact. Then it's about acceptance. And then it's about potentially putting it into action in the best way possible.
Okay. The three A's, awareness.
Yeah. Acceptance. I never even realized that.
Yeah. So give me a real life example of the four cycles and take me through. I know there is no such thing as the average woman. When I hear people say that, I'm like, that's not a thing. No average woman, everyone's unique and special, but think of a woman in your mind, maybe the woman that you can visualize in the hippie dress with the rooted feet. Take us through a 28-day cycle with her. What is she feeling like in phase one, phase two, three, and four?
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, that hippie woman in the dress is me essentially. So
I know, I see you.
So I will use my own personal example, but having talked to a lot of women around this too, I can weave some of that in because everybody, you're right. Everybody will have a unique experience, but there are some guidelines that will help you kind of get started in this. So like you said, there are four phases within your cycle. Your first phase is considered, and what I like to do is educate around the phases equaling seasons, because it's really easy to remember. And this is, in fact, how a lot of people in this arena will educate around seasons. So your first season is your winter season. This is also when you get your period. It's your winter season starts day one when you have your full-blown period. So not when you're spotting and getting ready for your period, but when you have that full blown all in all its glory, day one of your period. So that's when it starts. It typically goes from about day one to day seven. So if you're someone who likes a little bit more, you know, guidelines or parameters. And it's really what's happening hormonally is your hormones are at rock bottom there. So that's important to know, because most women in this phase will feel, you know, a little extra tired. They won't be as energetic. They often will want to go inward. It's a very inward energy. Oftentimes I feel like for the first couple days, I want to pull the sheets up over my head sometimes and just cozy into my bed with a good book. It's a time in your phase where you really want to pay attention to some of your self-care practices. It's also a time in your phase where your intuition is really high. So for me personally, this is something I find really fascinating. Interestingly, your right and left hemisphere in your brain has more connectivity during this time. Again, your hormones affect everything. So it's a really neat time to brainstorm and dream big and come up with ideas, as well as a really great time to release, because you're physically releasing your lining. So it's a really great time to let go of things that maybe aren't serving you anymore, and looking forward, checking out, you know, paying attention to what you want to set as your intentions for the next, you know, 30 days or so.
Okay. So
that's what I would call your winter phase, or when you are menstruating. So from about day one to day seven. Then you would move into your follicular phase, which is what I would refer to as your spring phase. And this is about day 7 to 14, again, give or take. And the spring phase is very much like spring season, where your energy is starting to increase a little. You are starting to feel that energy go a little bit more outward, but it's a slow, it's like a blossoming, right? So very much again, like the spring season. It's a great time to start planning things, creating your to-do list, getting out into the world a little bit more. A lot of people really like this time and feel pretty great during this time. But again, it's a process. It's not about going from 0 to 100. And I think sometimes we can be guilty of that as women, or at least I can, if I'm using myself as the example. Then for your third phase, that's your ovulation phase. And that is what we would refer to as your summer phase. And this is where, and I should say, with your spring phase, your hormones are slowly starting to climb back up. So things like estrogen and your testosterone are slowly starting to climb back up. So that's why you're starting to feel a little bit better. You're having more of that outward energy.
And then that has to be is that the Beyonce?
Yes.
Hormone. Okay.
And I'll tell you when she comes out in full effect, because in your ovulation phase, in your summer phase, that's when your estrogen peaks, and that is your Beyonce hormone. So she's fierce. She is confident. And again, this is a little bit different for everybody, because there's certain pitfalls you have to watch for, but typically speaking, you're energetic, you're social. Studies have actually shown that people are more attracted to you during that time. You can communicate better to people, and people hear you better. So it's a really great time in your cycle to be communicating, whether that's with your partner, your kids, whether that's in your business. This is a great time to be out presenting and prospecting if you're looking at it from a business standpoint. And, you know, getting together with your girlfriends pre-COVID days, having fun, doing things like that, and really just kind of getting out there. So that's why I like to refer to it as your Beyonce hormone. And testosterone peaks at that time too, which is an interesting hormone as well. And that kind of makes you a little bit, take a little bit more risk. You're a little bit more gutsy. You've got quite a bit of motivation. Your sex drive is up. Then after you ovulate, those two take a nosedive really quite quickly, and you move into your fall phase, which is also known as your luteal phase from a hormonal standpoint. And that's about day 21 to 28. This can be a hard time for a lot of women, because if you think about it, those really awesome hormones, like Beyonce's there, you're feeling great. And then the next day, boom, rock bottom, which is a bit of an exaggeration, but it does take a nosedive. And many of us feel that. And I think a big pitfall for women, and again, I'm speaking personally, but I've heard this from many women, is we tend to benchmark ourselves up against that summer phase. And we tend to think, before you maybe even realize about these four different phases, we tend to think that that's how we should be operating all month. Mm-hmm. And that can be a real pitfall, because it's just not the case. Biologically, that's not how we should always be operating as superwoman. You move into the fall phase. That's when you take your superwoman cap off. You slip on those cozy socks. You grab your cup of tea. And again, it's very much like the fall season. You want to cozy up, hunker down, going back into that inward energy. And it can be a really great time to evaluate, assess situations, get detailed work done. The way your brain's working at that time, detail work is really great. And you know, you do have to be careful that your inner critic tends to kind of rear its ugly head in this phase. And your rose colored glasses definitely come off. and you're able to kind of see things a little more clearly. So it can be a good time to make decisions if you're not letting your inner critic kind of take over. So that's a little bit about the four phases, kind of just really high level and kind of walking you through some personal examples.
Yeah, because there's so much to this, isn't there? There's so much detail. That's why I'm so glad people are having this opportunity to spend time with you today, because I know that it piques curiosity. Like, I mean, it has my head just swimming with what else? What else is there? What else can I learn about this? I'm mesmerized by the fact that we are so much like nature. We are so, like, I love the fact that you equate this to the four seasons. And I really appreciate how there are these moments in our lives where we must go inward. We must go inward to replenish. I mean, it is completely a rejuvenation period. I love the fact that you talk about there being a phase where there's an opportunity for letting go. We don't need to carry the things that we carry all the time. And you're offering this in the absolute most literal sense and tying it to this biological happening that's occurring within us as women. I find this really, really terrific. There'll be a lot of people who, like myself, are fascinated by this and want to implement the learning right away. You talked about it being a journey. And what I would love for you to comment on is how this can become something that sticks in a woman's life. Because if you are anything like me, I try something, and if it doesn't work, I immediately tell myself I either did it wrong or it just doesn't work. That's not for me. But the fact of the matter is, this is for all of us. So what does trying it and falling flat and all of that really look like? It's a journey. It's an absolute journey for all of us.
For sure. You know, it's not necessarily a start and a finish line. Absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing is, in regards to, you know, you commenting around sticking with something and whatnot, it would, you know, not to get too complicated, but it would be interesting to know that, you know, could you potentially be in your fall phase when you're feeling that way? Because what happens is, lots of times we set something, you know, set ourselves up to say, okay, I really want to do this. I want to wake up at 5 a.m. every morning, which is something I've been trying. I want to have a certain diet or a certain habit, or I'm going to incorporate this menstrual cycle awareness stuff that I just heard this lady talk about. And then it kind of falls off the rails at some point, oftentimes in our fall phase. And we say, oh my, okay, you know what? Just another thing on my plate. I don't need this. I failed at yet something else. And I know that sounds harsh, but sometimes that is the internal dialogue, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I think that's the beauty of this, is there is that, what would I call it? There is that softening or that gentle approach in regards to incorporating this into your life, that there is room for forgiveness around falling off. I mean, I'm not perfect on this. I'm, you know, I often I'm a big component of charting your cycle. And I'll touch on that because I do think that's probably the first place most people should start.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's not perfect for me. Like there are times where I'm like, oh, what day am I in? And what have I done? And I mean, I was doing a chat last month and I shared with the group that I scheduled the launch of my website, a ton of work in my corporate gig. I didn't have Jeff home to support. I scheduled that all on basically day two of my period. And I was thinking, what was I thinking? That was not smart of me. And so again, it doesn't, you know, it's not about being perfect. I say that all the time when I'm coaching people. It's about progress. It's not about perfection. And so I think the more you can kind of start to just pay attention and, you know, maybe grab a little cheat sheet on these four cycles, which is something I offer, and just start to notice when you're feeling a certain way, when something comes up for you. So go back into your mind and say, okay, where am I in my cycle and what's showing up for me right now? And if you want to take it a step further, jot that down in a journal somewhere. And that's really what charting your cycle means. It's really just starting to pay attention to where you're at and writing down a few key things so that you can start to see your own patterns on how you interact with each phase.
So do you, in terms of charting cycles, are there tools that people can use? Is there something practical, something tangible that allows, I know you mentioned journaling. I've even heard of apps. I don't know if you advocate for any of those, but maybe you can give us some ideas on how we can start this for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, there are apps out there. I am not personally, I've never been drawn to the apps in regards to, I find they're a little bit more science-driven around ovulation and fertility and things like that. Now there are some apps like Clue is one, MyFlow, but I don't have personal experience with the apps because it's just not really, again, what I'm drawn to. I'm more of a pen to paper type of person.
Okay. Personally. Gotcha.
And I just don't like to complicate things too much. Right. So for me, you know, I say I'm a pen to paper person. I also am not great at getting out my journal and journaling every day. I love the idea of it, but for whatever reason, I can't stay that consistent with it. So the way that I got started with this was I created kind of in week chunks. So 1 week, 2 week, 3 week, 4 week, which lands into each phase we talked about, winter, spring, summer, fall. And I came up with a couple journal prompts. And I just, you know, when I had a few moments throughout that week, when something came up for me, I would make a couple little notes. And sometimes it was a word, sometimes it was a phrase. It was not complicated. And then I began to see, as I continued to do that, I would begin to see certain patterns for me come up. And some months I'm better at really diving in a little bit deeper and making more notes and really getting a little bit more philosophical and spiritual. And other times it's literally just one word, like frustrated, overwhelmed, excited, you know, motivated. So whatever it might be. And that's how I got started. And that's, so one of the things I had mentioned to you, Rebecca, that I wanted to offer to your community was I created this freebie. I basically took what I used and put it into like a pretty guide. And I'm offering that out to people to get started in regards to starting their cycle.
That is incredible. Thank you so much. I think that is one of those tangible tools that, you know, anytime you start something new, it's always nice to know that you have, I don't know, I'm a tools kind of person. I need to have something to operate with. And it makes it feel official that I'm really stepping into this for real life. You know, that's so wonderful. Thank you. We'll make sure that that's available in the show notes for sure.
Excellent.
You and I, yes, we met on the dance floor, but we happen to be at a doTERRA event. So we're both oilers. We're both what we would consider plant moms, plant medicine mamas. And I just wonder how the work you're doing with your menstrual cycle advocacy is tying in synergistically with using your essential oils and really dialing into what nature has to offer. They seem so interconnected.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I used to describe myself as kind of a multi-passionate entrepreneur. Marie Forleo coined that. And I so resonated with that because I'm like, you know, I love my oils. I love to talk about my period. I love, you know, my life coaching. And I've realized, you know, how they really all kind of do intersect just over the last couple of years, how they can really complement one another. And so, as I mentioned earlier, the oils were a really pivotal moment for me in my health and just feeling empowered as a mom. And really, they helped me tune back into myself and to start to trust myself, right? And you know, you've been on the journey. Mm-hmm. There's something about being able to reach for nature, something so pure and so beautiful, and it makes you feel great. There's something about that just kind of makes you tune back into yourself. So kind of what we're talking about, right? So I really think for me, in many ways, it was a big turning point, almost a tipping point for me to start to explore this side of things, you know, within my coaching and within the work that I do. And then, I mean, not to mention all the practical uses. So mm-hmm. in regards to the oils, you know, if we're feeling, it's great for me to be able to share tools with women that are open to it. If you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, they can support you emotionally. If you're having issues with hormonal balance, there's so many ways these oils can support. There's so many ways that the oils can support in detoxing your home, which play a big part. If your body's constantly trying to cycle out toxins, it's really hard to feel good in your body and kind of tap into that. So that it's really played out in a lot of ways, like personally, but then also what I'm able to share with other women that are open to it. And then lastly, I would say just the community of women that it has brought me. Mm-hmm. I think personally, that's been one of the biggest things is I feel more empowered myself as a woman because I'm surrounding myself by these amazing, beautiful, empowered women. And, you know, in building my own doTERRA community and supporting many, many different women and using the oils or building the business, it's, you know, it's taught me a lot about women, you know, that and my life coaching. And I, you know, over time I've realized we all might come, you know, you might come to me for coaching or for oil support around one thing, but when you really dig deep, there's so much commonality between what we maybe struggle with or, you know, our hopes and dreams. And so, yeah.
I think that's so beautiful. What you're saying is you are multifaceted, and sometimes people don't know. Oftentimes we don't know where to begin when we're looking to improve ourselves personally. It's like, oh, geez, I don't even know where to start. The bottom line is just start somewhere, any small step, because it ripples and impacts literally everything. So someone may come to you seeking advice on how to maneuver through their menstrual cycle, which maybe has always, you know, felt like it complicated their life in the past. They may discover like a practical tool, like the tracking, the cycle tracking that you mentioned, but it will lead them ultimately to discovering other things, perhaps the oils or perhaps, you know, something else that you consider a valuable tool. I know that, you know, physical exercise, I know all of those components are so important to you. So just making that one small step is going to impact all aspects of their life, which is such a cool thing, dialing back into oneself.
Totally. And I think, you know, this work around your cycle energy and tapping into that, it becomes a really phenomenal feedback system. Mm. So I believe really strongly that your menstrual cycle in many ways is one of the best feedback systems. And so when you can start to pay attention to that, it's going to shine a light on most likely a few areas that you maybe need to work on. And then you can kind of go from there. So yeah, that's another way to look at it is using it as this great feedback system.
Feedback system. I think that, yeah, that's a cool way to look at it. We all require feedback to know how we're doing with something, and what better feedback than from yourself. I think that's so cool. Before we completely wrap up and we discover what you've got coming up and how we can stay connected with you, I just want to ask you one more thing, because this has been something I've been looking into this a little bit deeper. I continuously hear about feminine cycles and the connection to moon cycles. And I love this connection, and you've already talked extensively about the connection with nature and that whole relationship. But I believe that some people listening today, if they do begin to pursue information on this, they're going to encounter this comparison, moon cycles, women's cycles. How can we talk a little bit about what that relationship is and why they're often talked about similar in parallels?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No, it's a great question. And I think sometimes you might be drawn to kind of getting your feet wet on kind of that moon side of things. And other times you might be drawn to getting your feet wet first within the menstrual cycle. Doesn't really matter which way you kind of get into this. It's really ultimately about tuning into yourself as this cyclic being, right? As a woman. So moon magic, I think it's beautiful. I think whether we realize it or not, many times as women, we are drawn to the moon. Like you said earlier, there's something so, pure and magical about how we mimic seasons and how we mimic. And it is, our menstrual cycle mimics the moon cycle almost to a T. So there is something really amazing about that. And no, there has not been a lot of hard research or science that supports this, but I know personally how I feel during the full moon and during certain times, that it's kind of hard to ignore. And what I'll say to people too is, no matter what your belief is on this, it can be a really great benchmarking tool. So the moon, especially if you're not someone that is experiencing a menstrual cycle. I first started to look into this when I was pregnant, because funny enough, I started down this road of learning about my hormones and my cycle. And then, I found out I was pregnant. A little bit of a surprise pregnancy, which is kind of ironic given what we were talking about, but it's just the biggest blessing ever. However, I all of a sudden was like, I'm so into tracking my cycle right now and I don't have one. So I turned to the moon as a really great benchmarking tool. That's also can be the same for anyone who's maybe in menopause, who's on birth control. I get that question a lot. How does this apply if you're on birth control? So again, just, from that perspective, as a tracking system or a benchmarking tool, it can be really great in that regard. And it does mimic your four phases. So your new moon, the new moon very much mimics the energy of your period or your winter phase. And then as you move into your waxing moon, that very much kind of interacts with your spring phase. Then you move into the full moon, which is very much like the energy of your ovulation. And then you move into the waning moon, which is very much the energy of your fall phase. Again, I know that's a lot, and that's something I talk about and educate around. I have a blog, and it's currently the blog post that I'm writing right now is in regards to that. So again, there's a lot of information there, but it is really just another way to kind of track and tune into your cycle.
It's fascinating. And I know it might feel like a lot, especially if this conversation is new, you've never really explored this for yourself, but on some level, I feel like even if it's the first time you're hearing this, there is something intuitive, something knowing about what you've just said. There is an inner knowing. And yes, maybe science cannot quantify this relationship for us, but there are some times when that is irrelevant. It's not, in fact, necessary, because many, many, many women have come before us, and many, many, many women have discovered the tools within nature in our very existence that help them operate in their femininity. And the moon has always been part of that journey. So who are we to say that it is not a viable tool for us to use? It's been forever present with us. So on some level, there is a recognition and a knowing that this is, you know, what you're describing. It is a tool for us to be able to tap into. How cool is this?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So, and I think, you know, science needs to catch up with this. So that's, yeah. I can be bold enough to say, I just don't think there's been enough research done.
They're busy.
Very strongly. They're busy with other things.
It's okay. We've got it. We don't need it. This conversation has been so enlightening for me, and it's been so fun. I feel like so curious, and I just love you for this, for inspiring curiosity. I feel like whenever a friend can do that for you, it's like, wow, what a great gift to be left with this sense of empowerment, but this lingering sense of curiosity. Like, you just can't wait to dive into the more intricate details of it. And because of the work that you're doing right now, you have some ways for us to stay tapped in and dialed into what you're doing so that we can partner with you and people can lean on where you're taking this journey. So can you share that with us so that we know where to look for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I hope exactly what you said. I hope this does inspire curiosity and this kind of feeling of wanting to know more. So I have very recently launched my website. So that's probably the best place to find me and learn more information about this. So that's at sarahcatherineblog.com. So Sarah with an H, Catherine with a C, blog.com. And that's kind of my virtual home. And really my intent there is to make it feel like you're showing up. I think very similar to how you described this podcast, Rebecca, you're showing up at my house, sitting on the couch with a cozy blanket, a cup of tea or a glass of wine, and really just having a chat with a girlfriend. That's kind of my intent there. So there's going to be lots of information there. I have a blog, and so a very great place to start if you want to continue to learn more about this. Also, the tool I talked about, if you want to grab that beginner's guide to charting your cycle, it's completely free. And you just have to hop onto my website, and there's a tab there that says freebies, and you click on that and you can download that tool. So it's a really great place to start. And the last thing I will quickly mention is I am going to be running a free webinar. So if you just want to dig into this a little bit more before you jump into that tool or before you start to consider tracking your own cycle, I'm going to be doing a 1-hour webinar, again, completely free. And you can find that over on my website as well. It's on all the pages kind of in the front banner, and you can just click on that. And that's April 7th and 8th. At 7:30 p.m. I'm offering 2 times.
This is great. And could you comment on what if there are some younger listeners who are just stepping into their menstrual cycle? Maybe it's brand new for them. Is this content valuable for moms to pass this on to their daughters just starting out?
It's such a good question. And it's interesting that you asked that, because this has been a conversation that I have been having with some girlfriends around creating something specifically for moms talking to their young daughters around this. So I do not have anything at this point specific for that. However, absolutely, I think for moms who are wanting to pop on and check out the blog, I do have a blog scheduled on that very topic. So I will be talking about that. And if there's enough interest, I will absolutely create some sort of resource, because I think it's so valuable. And I'm years off from that, with Noelle only being one. However, I have a bunch of friends that are in that phase, and I think it's so important. So thank you for asking that.
for them to hear about it in such a beautiful way. It is something that they have the ability to look forward to, as opposed to sometimes something that is dreaded, you know, as just a part of life that you have to suffer through. It's not the case at all. Okay, so we can find you at your website. We'll make sure that we have all of these links in the show notes as well, make it really easy for people. You like to hang out on other social platforms also. Instagram, I know I follow you over there as well. What is your Instagram handle, Sarah?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking. I am trying to be more present on Instagram for sure. And I enjoy it, especially those Instagram stories. So that same thing, Sarah Catherine Blog. That's where you can find me on Instagram. Okay. And the same thing on Facebook.
So cool. Well, listen, this, like I said, this has been a super enlightening conversation. I can't thank you enough for creating the time to share this and for pouring, you know, when we discover something that we're truly passionate about, it is one thing to kind of pursue it for yourself, but to pursue it and, you know, hold all of this information and then offer it out is such a gift to other people. So in complete appreciation for all of the work that you do, let me just say thanks on behalf of all of the listeners out there, because this is really extraordinary. You have an enormously generous giving heart, and this will have a beautiful impact on so many females out there. I keep saying females, you know what? I don't want to be exclusive. This has an impact on everyone. I'm sorry, guys, if you're listening to this, I tend to lean that way as a female myself, but I know that this has a huge impact on everyone, truly. Feminine energy is an exquisite experience. So Sarah, thank you for everything. You have been just the most lovely guest. I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. And you're doing a beautiful thing here. So I'm honored to be a part of it.
Thanks, my friend. And listeners, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Make sure that you check out the show notes. Make sure that you check out Sarah's new website and all of the cool content that she has for us, especially those freebies and the webinar. These are things that are just so easy to dial into and can have a massive impact on your overall life experience. So thanks for hanging out with us on Planting Wildflowers. Looking forward to connecting with all of you again soon. Thanks, everyone. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode, friends. Thank you for hanging out with us here at the Planting Wildflowers podcast. We'll look forward to seeing you again real soon. And in the meantime, if you would be so kind as to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with others, I'd be most grateful. We'll catch you again soon. Until then, take good care.